Hi, it's Glenn Beck. See you at noon on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
It's 7:34 here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Good morning. How are you? Kirby in for John on this Monday, the 3rd of June, and it is John Carlson's birthday. That's why he's not here. We assume he didn't tell anybody why he wasn't here. He didn't even tell his staff it was his birthday, which is odd for John because John never stopped telling me when we were younger when his birthday was coming up, expecting to get great presents, which he did. And for the staff in the booth.
When you were younger.
When I was younger.
I think that might be the key.
That's the key thing. And then yeah. When we're younger. When we, later. When we're not on the air, I will let you all know what he got for his 30th birthday, which was an interesting present. I was there! Anyway, John, happy birthday to you, buddy. All right, you know, there's been this drive among activists and communities to ban plastic bags because it's just so horrible and they're so bad for you. And they're bad for the environment, and, you know, sea mammals and fish suck on them and, you know, die and suffocate, and they don't biodegrade, and they fill landfills and all that. You know the story. Well, Todd Myers, who's with the Washington Policy Center, he's the environmental policy director, also the author of the great book Ecofads, joins us now talking about down in Thurston County, their run-in with plastic bags. And, Todd, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. So Thurston County's now going through the plastic bag fight.
Well, I think there's two parts to this story. The first is that they're going through the plastic bag fight, which actually the research shows that banning plastic bags is likely to do more environmental damage than going with plastic bags. But second, what I thought was particularly galling was that county employees using taxpayer money are actually running the campaign to ban plastic bags.
Really?
And they're using information and data, and they're organizing community events with taxpayer money using movies provided by the environmental community.
So the government's actually involved in running a campaign on a political issue, taking one side, this side, the pro-ban side, and using taxpayer time and money and public employees to promote it.
Absolutely, and they're trying to get cities in Thurston County to ban it. Now, last time I checked, it worked the other way around, which is that the legislative branch and the people's elected representatives make the policy and staff carries it out. In this case, what the staff is doing is that they don't like what the legislative branch is doing, so they're trying to lobby and organize against them.
Wow. I mean, there is a marriage, is there not, out there in many cases between environmental activists and government in the sense that they tend to be appointed to fill government posts, and then there oftentimes becomes this blurry line between activism and government?
Well, in fact, in King County, there's a perfect example of that. There's a guy named Tom Watson who works for King County who is what's called the eco-consumer. And actually, he does a segment on Como TV where he tells people how to be environmentally friendly. And our taxpayer dollars pay for him. And not only is he an activist, he on his eco-consumer blog, paid for by the county, he often talks about how wonderful the Occupy movement is. But he also tells people things that are simply wrong and end up doing more harm than good. And he also supports the ban on plastic bags and tells people to go out and turn out and campaign in front of their city councils for it.
Now, you mentioned in your article, one of the claims they make is that 100,000 marine mammals a year die because of plastic bags disposed of in water, bodies of water, or oceans. Is there any evidence at all to support this claim?
There is none. In fact, this is a widely known sort of fraud. NOAA, actually, the government agency NOAA, looked at it and said that they could find no data to support this, and that the only thing that they could find was a 1983 study that talked about derelict fishing gear, which is fishing nets that get cut away because they get entangled and then continue to catch fish and can tangle marine mammals. And that was the only possible thing that they could connect to this. And even that was a stretch. Derelict fishing gear is a real problem, but it has nothing to do with plastic bags.
Right, that's right. And what about this whole issue? I mean, I'm intrigued by this whole issue of this campaign against paper bags because I mean, I use plastic bags in my office. I use them at home. I use them, reuse them, reuse them, reuse them. And paper bags, of course, we typically use to throw out the trash in, but then paper's recyclable. So you put it in the recycle bin, and it comes back as other paper. So it seems to me, if you believe in recycling, paper is a friendlier material than plastic.
Well, actually, what you hear the mantra of the of environmentalists is reduce, reuse, and recycle. And so paper bags are very good for recycling, and the recycling rate is very high, something like 60 to 70%. Plastic bags, however, are not recycled. There's only about 10% that are recycled, and the reason is that about 50 to 60% of plastic bags are reused, either for garbage bags or, if you have two dogs like I do, you use every plastic bag that you can to pick up your pet waste.
Right.
And so what they find is that even if you ban plastic bags, people turn around and go out and buy other plastic bags to replace the plastic bags that they're no longer getting from the grocery store. So when you combine reduce or when you combine recycle and reuse, then plastic bags and paper bags are very similar.
Now, you also mentioned that there's a link, the Thurston County folks in their campaign have a link to this, the story of stuff, which I have seen talked about where it's by some activist, some female left-wing activist who really stuff, suggesting that we're too materialistic and there's too much stuff in the world and we could cut back and not have all the material goods we have. How is that related to plastic bags?
Well, that it's part of a larger sort of environmental philosophy that says that we're, you know, using all the resources in the world and we're destroying the planet. I mean, this goes back to the 1970s when we were told repeatedly that if we didn't make massive changes in the way we lived, that we were going to run out of food, we were going to run out of material, we were going to run out of all sorts of things, and literally that there would be world wars over the last little scraps. Well, continually this proves to be false because technology and human ingenuity proves that we can find ways to do more with less. That's the heart of what it means to be supportive of the free market. The free market finds ways to do more with less. And yet here we are in 2013, and people are still, you know, spouting this mantra that, you know, if you use something, you're destroying the planet. And we find that that's simply not true. People thought we were going to lose our forests because we use paper. Forest land is actually expanding in the United States and in the Northern Hemisphere, even though we use more paper. Right. And it's because we do more with less.
Right. And it's renewable. I mean, you can grow more trees and use them. Anyway, after a while, you wonder why the arguments don't sink in. But they don't sink in because my suspicion is that the environment really is not the issue. The environment is the means for the real issue in these parts, which is to fundamentally transform and change our way of life. Would you agree with that?
Well, and that's exactly right. And what you see, both with the eco-consumer in King County and with the folks in Thurston County, is you don't see data, right? They don't say, here's what the data show, or here's what the science shows. They simply substitute philosophy for science. And it's because they care more about the philosophy than they do about actually helping the planet. And we do all sorts of things that actually end up harming the environment. I mean, I like paper bags, but paper bags use 5 times the amount of energy to create as a plastic bag. And for environmentalists who claim to be concerned about global warming and use of energy, they're now advocating that we substitute something that uses very little energy for something that uses 5 times the amounts of energy. What that shows is that there's something else that's more important to them, and that typically is their ideology.
Yeah, that is, and so they campaign on this ground. Is there not also, in some communities, Todd, there's been this push for the reusable cloth bag, the idea that, you know, some stores give them out and some people encourage them to just, you can bring them back over and over again and you don't have to worry about them getting dirty or them getting wet, so to speak. But is it not true in some communities they found a significant increase in foodborne diseases because you can't clean these bags so thoroughly that after a while you get food remains and they spoil and it spreads some disease and they've had some increases in some of these diseases in some of these neighborhoods?
They have seen that. In fact, I don't know if you remember last year there was a very high-profile case of a girls' soccer team where a couple of the girls got very serious cases of E. coli from a reusable bag. But even beyond the health impacts, if you just focus on the environmental impacts, a reusable cotton bag has to be used 173 times just before it breaks even with the energy use of plastic bags. So you basically, if you go to the store once a week, you'd have to use it for 3 years in a row just to break even. And in fact, if you wash it and do other things to avoid the E. coli, you just break it down even more. So oftentimes those things don't pan out. The city of Issaquah, you know, just adopted a plastic bag ban. And one of the ways that they were reducing the impact on consumers was they were handing out free reusable bags, which I thought was sort of ironic given the fact that they're trying to reduce the amount of waste. And here they are handing out free bags that may or may not be used. So there's a lot of silliness. The good thing is that the free market does better. And for those of us on the right who are concerned about the environment, which is everybody, you know, we all hike and hunt and fish. That technology is the better way to go than trying to force people to change their behavior. It works better. It's why we do more with less, and it's more environmentally friendly.
Now, Todd, you wrote a book here recently, EcoFads, and let's talk about it just a little bit and tell folks where they can find it, because I found it to be fascinating, because you look at what these fads are, and they do tend to be fads, where people say, oh, we do this, we'll save the environment, or we have to save these animals, we have to save this plant life, we have to do this to be ecologically pure, we have to save Mother Earth. You go through these fads, which tend to come and fade after a while, but there's a tremendous cost involved in many of them. And so let's talk about your book for a minute.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you can go to, you know, you're going to read everything that we write at the Washington Policy Center at washingtonpolicy.org, and you can order it there, or you can order the book through Amazon. It's called EcoFads: How the Rise of Trendy Environmentalism is Harming the Environment. And that's really the key, which is that the policies that we focus on are trendy, but they waste huge amounts of money and resources, which actually end up harming the environment. And so the example that I always provide to people, I think is the most egregious in Washington State, is that we require all elementary schools, or actually all schools, to be built to what are called green building standards. And what we found in our research and what the state itself found in its own audit was that green schools use more energy per square foot than the non-green schools in those same districts built soon before. So we're actually paying more for green schools that end up using more energy.
Wow. And see, it's all about feeling good, I think, and image more than anything else. If you look at the science, the hard science behind these things, often find that they're counterproductive and these policies don't do what they're supposed to do.
Yes, and yet Washington State knows this, right? I mean, it's the legislator's own auditing agency looked at the green schools and came to this conclusion, and yet the legislature won't do anything because they're afraid of admitting that they were wrong, because then they lose all of the political goodwill. So they care more about protecting their own political image than protecting the environment.
And so they can get a copy of your book at washingtonpolicy.org?
Washingtonpolicy.org or on Amazon.com.
All right. EcoFads, EcoFads, EcoFads. It's a great book and one to have handy when you talk with your neighbors, because it seems to me that the environmentalism has become so generally accepted. People just believe it because they have Mr. Eco on TV telling them this, or their government tells them this, and so they believe it. But you need the facts and the science, folks, because we're going in the wrong direction here. And if we really want to keep the environment clean and green, which we all do, we've got to do it the right way. Todd, as always, a pleasure. Thank you. I hope this comes light in more places in Thurston County. Something's done to stop this, because it's wrong for anyone to use taxpayer money to fund one side and promote one side of a political discussion like this. I hope they find a way to stop it. I know they're pretty liberal down there, but I hope they find a way to stop it.
Yep, I do too. And if they care about the environment, they will stop it.
Yes, they will. Todd, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. We'll talk again. All right. Hey, everybody. By the way, as you may know, nearly 40,000 women a year die of breast cancer in this country. That's one every 12 minutes. Well, John's going to do something about it. He's going to climb Mount Olympus from August 10th to the 14th to raise funds for the Fred Hutchinson Research Center and their research into breast cancer. He needs your help to reach that goal. If you can visit KVI.com, you'll find more information and contribute to John's efforts to raise money for the Hutch Research Center. This is really important, folks. They do vital work over there. And given the funding, these people will find a way to find a cure to help these folks. And we need less people dying of all forms of cancer. But John's going to help on breast cancer. August 10th to the 14th, he's going to be climbing Mount Olympus. So go to KVA.com and help out today if you can. It's coming up on 7:48. Kirby in for John. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Wow, all these shows on one radio station. It hardly seems fair. Oh, well. John Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Lars Larson, and Michael Savage. Talk Radio 570 KVI. KVI.